Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's November 11th, Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day!
And this is the last week that you can win one of these Nest Audio home speakers from us. We have three chances a day, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can win your very own Nest Audio home speaker from Google. Just tune in at 1, 2, and 3. We'll give you a code word. I should say Jane.
It's Jane.
She'll give you a code word, and then you text the word to 20357. You got a chance to win. Message and data rates apply. Get yourself your own home speaker. Today's Veterans Day. In honor of Veterans Day, here are some celebrities who've served in the military. Adam Driver was a Marine after 9/11 and served for almost 3 years. He was medically discharged after a mountain biking accident. I don't know what he hurt. They don't go into any detail here.
His story is amazing that he turned that into what he is now.
I know. He was just this doof on girls that I was weirdly charming, but also sort of gawkily yucky. And now he's, what's his name on there?
Kylo Ren?
Yeah, Kylo Ren, the... He's not a Darth anything.
But he's been in other stuff. He's actually really good. I think that my point is, I think that he went from One Direction, completely shifted gears, and has had great success. That's something really a lot of people could learn from.
Many chapters in his life.
Right.
Very different things that he's had going on.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman was a radar technician and airman first class in the Air Force from 55 to 59. Does he have a Wednesday?
We've
got a Monday and a Thursday from him.
Sure,
there's
got to be a Wednesday somewhere.
See if you can find me a... See if we got him saying hump day. I wouldn't mind switching over to Morgan Freeman. I like Morgan.
Do we have the camel from Geico? Do we have that one?
You mean this guy?
Hump day!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's the guy we use. That's our regular. Tom Selleck was in the California Army National Guard from 67 to 73. Tony Bennett was drafted into the Army in the final years of World War II and was on the front line. Like, we're lucky to have Tony Bennett.
Wow.
I know. Rob Riggle, who I don't think he's as well known as... I know him because he was on The Daily Show, and then he went on to... He's this kind of a sports guy, too. Like, I see him on sports stuff.
He did a bunch of stuff on Fox for... I don't know if he still does. I really, quite honestly, as much as I love football, cannot watch those pre-game shows. They're just...
Yeah, some
they just talk the game to death. And those guys in particular, Riggle and I forget, it's the guy who does the impressions, but they're not that funny. They do bits, and I don't think they're that funny. Yeah. And then you're just like, ugh.
So, and he's done some stuff and some, you know, I've seen him in some movies and stuff too, but he was very funny on The Daily Show. Rob Riggle was a Marine for 23 years.
Wow.
Served in Kosovo, Liberia, Afghanistan, and Albania. I know, it's just like you just don't really, I mean, I guess I would have guessed maybe that he was a military guy, just sort of his demeanor and his haircut. Clint Eastwood was drafted during the Korean War. Never saw any combat. He served as a lifeguard at a base in California.
Oh.
So that's, you know, Clint.
It's a nice gig.
This is a pretty nice gig, too. Ice-T. He enlisted in the Army in 77 after his then-girlfriend gave birth to their daughter and served in Hawaii. That's a nice place. You know, how do you get that? That's a plum post, right?
You know, I mentioned earlier that my cousin is serving as we speak, and he was stationed in Hawaii. The thing about that being stationed thing, they move you regularly. And it's without, like, you can put in for something, but I think they're in Virginia. Like, they went from Hawaii to Virginia.
Yeah, military families ripped up, moved to the next spot.
Right. That's a real change.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. Hawaii. Yes. Virginia. I don't know. Mm. Mel Brooks was a combat engineer in World War II. He had to defuse landmines. Chuck Norris. This is good. This is where he learned his martial arts, you guys. He enlisted in the Air Force in 1958 and then was sent to South Korea, where he developed his martial arts skills. We would have no Chuck Norris. Gene Hackman lied about his age when he was 16 to enlist in the Marines in 1946. James Earl Jones, he joined the ROTC in college, but did not get sent to the Korean War. He was stationed at a base in Colorado in 53. Sinbad was in the Air Force in the early 80s. Here's what he says about this. He claims he was almost discharged for going AWOL all the time. How many times are they going to let that happen? He was finally discharged for, quote, parking my car in the wrong position. Okay. So he's lying about that. Sidney Poitier lied about his age to enlist as well during World War II. He served at a VA hospital in New York. Drew Carey was a field radio operator in the Marines from 80 to 86. MC Hammer was in the Navy for 3 years in the early 80s. Alan Alda, who was huge on MASH, Hawkeye. And he was an Army surgeon. Sorry, he was an Army surgeon on TV.
On TV,
he served 6 months as a gunnery officer.
Okay, right.
Oliver Stone was wounded twice in battle in Vietnam in the late 60s, and they say his experiences were the basis of his movie Platoon. So it's no surprise that he's transferred some of that. I mean, getting injured twice, Jesus, in battle. Robert Duvall, a couple years in the Army after the Korean War. And Bea Arthur. That's Maud, right?
Yeah.
She was in the Marines during World War II, worked as a typist, dispatcher, and a truck driver. So remember, today is Veterans Day. Many, many people have served.
I'll tell you in the news, if you're a vet and you're listening, first of all, thank you. But I'll tell you in the news where you can go get some free food.
Oh, that's great. One little perk for the vets. I started to do this yesterday. I just saved it because it's just a funny story and we get to talk about Mike Tyson's junk.
What?
You heard me. Mike Tyson's out doing publicity. He's got this pay-per-view fight with Roy Jones Jr. It's November 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to watch this? I'm not going
to watch this. No. I used to really love boxing, and I used to go get the Tyson fights. This was before he did jail time and, you know, things. That
didn't look so good for him, right?
is the nicest way to put it. But anyway, yeah, I used to watch him, but no, I won't pay per view, and I have to be very careful with what I commit my time to, and that's not making the list.
He was on somebody's podcast, and they were like, so tell us about your steroid use, and he insists that he's never done any steroids, but he did, he certainly did enough drugs to
fail a major coke problem.
So he admits to cheating drug tests by using his kid's pee. He said, it was awesome, man. I put my baby's urine in it. And sometimes, one time I was using my wife's, and my wife was like, baby, you better hope it doesn't come back pregnant or something. And I said, nah, so we ain't going to use you anymore. We're going to use the kid. Because I got scared that this pee might come back pregnant. So to get away with it, he would use the Wizinator. You've seen those before? It's an actual, it's a prosthetic.
Yeah,
wiener that you squeeze it and the pee you've got stored in it comes out.
If you remember, because this is the only time I've had to do it with my history, you'd think different. But at the time we had to do a drug test for our first job here in the Bay Area,
yep,
we had to go and you have to keep the door open. So they're not watching your man zone, but they are trying to keep an eye on whether or not anything's going on there besides going
you
to the bathroom.
You just peeing in a cup, right?
Apparently, this thing, because of that situation, they're kind of looking at you from behind. So you could, I guess, pull that out right. And go.
Well, he actually says the guy was looking but didn't want to look because it was Mike Tyson and he, you know, so he's right there. So he used the Wizinator, which, you know, it sort of goes inside your pants so like a real looking wiener comes out and then it ejects the urine that you need that you've put someone else's in. He said the witnesses didn't want to look too closely anyway. He says, I had a brown Wizinator. This guy was so effing macho, he was scared. I whipped it out and he was like turning, hey man, take the effing cup. Like he turned away. It's a macho guy. He didn't want to look at me. Too macho to look. That's how he beat the test. Don't get any ideas, kids. Can't beat those tests. I remember that day.
You just said he could.
No, you can't do it.
He just said he did.
Yeah, but he's Mike Tyson. You're not going to be able to do it. They're going to look at you. You're going to see the plastic wiener genitalia. I still remember that day. You and I did, what did we do? Like pee clean or something?
Pee clean tea. A ton of it.
Yeah, we did.
And we
weren't
even doing anything. That's the really funny
thing.
I think we
might have smoked pot like a week or two before or something. Like we both sort of felt like we needed to do it. So we sat at my apartment and we brewed the stuff up and drank it. And then we had to pee so bad.
You know what? For me, just moved to Philly and then the job went away and I just wanted to go home to California. Like to have everything hanging on this pee-pee was just too much for me. I needed to pee clean. I was glad to drink whatever we drank. I wanted the gig and wanted out of Philly. Thankfully, it all worked out. Whew.
I was just talking a little while ago about cable news and how I've become addicted to it. It's a problem. I don't know how oh my God. One of the things on, I guess it must have been Saturday, as everyone was out in the streets and celebrating and, you know, with their signs, et cetera. There were a few bad words that made it onto TV just because how could they not? They're panning the crowd and these people have F words on their C words. And one of the things, I think I actually sent it to you.
You did.
As I'm just sort of glancing at the TV, and it was only on there for a second, but it said racist C word. And I said, John, go back. We got to freeze frame. I got to take a picture of that. That's hilarious. You know, all this stuff's just making it onto TV. So I guess, you know, they can't control that. They're not going to go back and blur that out.
Sure.
And, you know, it's fleeting, whatever. MSNBC, I don't even know what this guy was
reporting
on. Do you want to just play it?
Sure.
We've bleeped it, obviously.
Ken, what have you learned, sir?
So the guy has lost his video connection.
I think we lost Ken for a second. We'll try to get him back.
But
do you know what he said?
Yes. You can, if you go to TMZ, you can hear it. He said, "Oh, sugar, fudge."
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
oh, so, S word. OF word.
Yeah. OS.
Oh boy.
OF. But it's just so funny because the guy he's waiting for to be called on. He doesn't realize his audio is still totally working. Like his mic is working. He's on the air. Actually, his video is working too. I don't know what he's looking at on his phone that seems to have failed. But he's just, and then the guy they go back to the anchorman and he's just like
he's just. Frozen.
Okay, we seem to have lost that guy. So.
Ken?
Yeah. Ken, you're a bad, bad man.
What are you doing?
Oh, how did I run out of time? Damn it
Too
all.
Too much fun.
I know. I've been
You know what? As a broadcaster, we've all had this experience. I've written things down on my desk where I'm like, just don't even talk, dude. Just when you're not on the air, zip it. There's so many times where you feel like, I'm going to torch my whole career if I get caught doing what this guy just did.
Right.
It's pretty gnarly.
Like, well, we used to have no swearing signs because it happens. Mics get left on. I mean, you just don't know. And Bryn even told me one time, he's like, even when you're clearly not on the air, that mic is still like someone can listen to what you're saying into your mic.
Somewhere in the world,
in the building, right? Someone can access that, whether your mic is turned off and potted down or not, which is frightening. It's a frightening thought,
Right?
Because we're human beings and we swear like sailors.
We don't say anything wrong.
Yeah, no, we never do that. So that's,
of course, absolutely.
So listen, coming up in the news, I will tell you about our backslide, which is currently happening, and that's unfortunate. And then more after these important messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.